You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. Series Edition.
So every single month we bring you a series on a number of topics, and the series for the month of October is the science of safety, and it's brought to you by Momentum Insure. For more, you can go to momentuminsure.co.za, and Momentum is an authorized non-life financial service provider, and T's and C's apply. So really good to have you with us as we look at Momentum Insure's Let Go, Let's Go, where five South Africans faced their fears head on, knowing that they were safe with Momentum Insure behind them every step of the way. So it's an interesting process to observe as they confront their fears. It's all about the science of safety, which is behind each and every one of the episodes. And it's based on their research around how people behave when they feel safe and what their safety concerns and needs are. And so by understanding the science of safety, we're then better equipped to respond to the needs. So today we've got the COO of Momentum Insure, that's Dipesh Radia, and clinical psychologist Bradley Daniels. And they're here to talk us through this particular journey of understanding the science of safety and really the experiences that many of us have in confronting our fears, so that we can ultimately let go and go out there and live our lives more fully. So it's a pleasure to have both of you on, Dipesh Radia and Dr. Daniels. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, great to have you on. So Dipesh, let me start with you. Last week we had Shwe Shwe, who is your colleague, and she was talking about the science of safety, and she touched on what we can expect to see around this Let Go and Let's Go web series that you have put together. So from you, Dipesh, are you able to explain how the science of safety, this part of psychology, crosses with insurance?
Sure. So we did extensive research prior to launching the Science of Safety campaign on what South Africans actually want from an insurer, as well as the pain points in their lives. And we also looked at human behavior and how it applied to our findings. So Shwe Shwe mentioned last week that more than 70% of South Africans actually feel unsafe, which is an astounding figure. So it's truly about understanding people's needs and providing solutions, catering directly to those needs, and marrying the two fields of psychology and insurance just helps us better comprehend the roots of why people need to feel safe and how we can ensure that feeling of safety regardless of the situation. That's why we have our four pillars of safety, which are safety on the road, safety at home, personal safety, and financial safety. So this holistic approach allows Momentum Insure to assist South Africans to truly feel safer in all aspects of their lives.
And how does this kind of come alive in this web series?
So on each episode, we addressed one or more pillars so as to demonstrate how Momentum Insure understands human behavior. However, it was only through these episodes, which I was lucky enough to be a part of, that I saw each pillar was really upheld and how it eased the minds of each influencer who was undertaking something that they were afraid of. So with Momentum Insure by their side, each influencer was able to face their fears, which then gave them the confidence to live their lives more freely.
Mm-hmm. Therefore, letting go so that they can go out there and, as you say, live their lives more fully. But Bradley, can you talk us through the science of safety as a psychological concept?
So, Azania, just to kind of start off, so just to create continuity, so you would remember last week that we spoke about the importance of safety in terms of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, so that we actually need safety, which is the second pillar of that prism, which will then enable us to be able to move on to the third and the fourth and the fifth. Mm-hmm. So just to kind of have a refresher for listeners as well. But what we also know is that in psychology, it is, it's common practice, for us to be able to you know, when we get to know somebody therapeutically in a therapeutic relationship, is to first unearth, you know, how people truly feel, you know, in terms of what are the things that they fear, what are the things that they will struggle with, and as well as understanding in their makeup what their coping mechanisms are, and then also what the actual treatment plan would be put in place in order for them to curb or to control those feelings of fear. So what we can really understand, you know, about the signs of safety is that once we understand how people perceive their own safety, remember the line that you hear often is in the Momentum Ensure campaign is the notion of being safe and feeling safe are two separate things. Mm-hmm. So once we understand what people's needs are, what will make somebody, one person feel safe versus what will make another person safe. And then also, you know, how this played out in our webisodes is, you know, I really got to know each one of the influencers that had an opportunity to embrace a particular fear that they have. And the science of safety really was quite supportive and made it quite simple, because when we got a full understanding of what the fear is yeah. that they're working with, and when we are able to counteract that with the appropriate pillars of safety put in place, it then became quite easy for them to step up and say, you know, let's go, you know, let go and let's go. Let me get rid of this fear. Because in overcoming the fear, they then are able to have their fullest possible lives.
Well, I want to unpack a couple of things that you said there. The idea of feeling safe sometimes means that we avoid things that scare us. You know, we want to avoid them, because who wants to walk directly into what promises to be a painful experience? But I guess that doing that, thinking that we are avoiding looking at the bogeyman or whatever it is that is sitting within, we might think that we are feeling safe, but we may in fact be keeping ourselves hostage. Is that safe to say?
Absolutely, Azania. So you've got it spot on. So the notion is, and I just want to go back to, I think you kind of sort of put the two things in the opposite sort of like chain reaction. So I just want to correct that one quickly.
How does it flow?
So how it flows is it's the fear that keeps us back. So, you know, so when we are afraid of something, that's what stops us from doing that thing. And I think the notion of the bogeyman is such a wonderful metaphor. And I use it often in therapy as well. So people often come to therapy because they're stuck in one way or the other. And part of what keeps them stuck is the fear about how a certain situation will pan out. Mm-hmm. So I literally sometimes use the, you know, very childlike example. I say, okay, so now we understand you have the idea like a child that there's a monster under the bed. So in the beginning of therapy, we say, okay, so we accept that there may be a monster under the bed. So like you would do with any sort of child, you don't say to them, well, just turn on the lights and just look and see that there's nothing. You kind of have to build up to it slightly. Right? So, okay, so take a look together. Let's maybe take a flashlight first and let's see what's under the bed. Like, does it look like there's anything there? You know, and that's how you work. So certainly eventually then when you're able to turn all the lights on and say, actually, look again, there's really nothing there. So therefore that child would then be able to sleep more peacefully at night, because now they have actually looked at this particular fear and they've come to the resolve that it's not something to be scared of. And I think in this way, on this campaign, we really, Depeche and I were involved in several, as well as Shwe, as well, several of the webisodes, we were actually there and part of the process. So it was really wonderful to see that come to life, where people have fears, almost like the fear that you mentioned last week around the first time you went to the 50th floor of the Carlton Center. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, before that, I don't imagine you've ever been that high. But in your head, you had an idea about what would happen at heights, even though you'd never experienced it. And it's only once you've experienced it, you're like, hey, hang on. So this actually was not real. This was an irrational fear that I had in my mind. And so, again, that summarized it quite neatly that, you know, if we take on our fears by getting the right knowledge around our fears, mm-hmm. we then can realize the science of safety, which will then allow us to be able to overcome a fear so that we can live our lives to the fullest possibility.
Right, because we can't tell ourselves a whole wild narrative about that particular fear and what it would be like to confront it. So we can inflate it, we can blow it up and give it a bogeyman, this monster, that monster, you know, all sorts of emotions. But when we actually experience it, it's not what we had built it up to be.
Exactly. And I think we saw that over and over with every episode, you know, and as people engage those episodes as well, you know, and I'm sure Depeche will give you some more details at the end, but as you engage them, you really see a very authentic journey mm-hmm. of how we use the science of safety for each one of the influences to really take on the safety. So some of us take on the fear. So some of the fears we worked with was the fear of snakes and spiders for one. Some of the other fears was the fear of driving in the rain, and Depeche and I were actually on that one together, where we went to Swartkops and had like a track day with the influencer, like really teaching him how to be able to navigate rainy conditions, you know. So in that way, you really would be able to see in an almost poetic way how when we take on our fears in a safe and controlled environment, we often get to dispel many of the myths mm-hmm. or the fantasies we have about, you know, what that fear entails. And so, you know, the same applies to insurance as well. And I think part of this campaign is around, you know, also teaching people how to really make their short-term insurance work for them. You know, mm-hmm. because, for example, as I mentioned to you last week, you know, perhaps you have a very nice bikini which goes very well with your Louis Vuitton ring and you want to wear it at Clifton Beach this December. But, you know, by having the right all-risk short-term cover through Momentum Insure, any, you know, you kind of then feel, oh, okay, I could do that because, you know, if anything does happen, obviously I'm still going to ensure that I'm safe, but if anything does happen, I'm covered. So that allows you to live your best life this December at Clifton Beach, Azania.
Mm-hmm. But Bradley, what you said earlier was getting rid of. Is it possible to really get rid of that fear, especially through the process that you've kind of described that these South Africans have had to kind of go through in confronting their fears? So I guess what I'm saying is that at the end of the process, what can we expect? What kind of level of letting go does one kind of experience?
So the proof will be in the pudding, as it was every time. So, for example, I just think about Nicole's journey, which I'm sure you'll hear about in later weeks, you know, who was somebody who, you know, is quite adventurous in spirit and was involved in Survivor, South Africa, for example. Mm. So one would think somebody of that caliber would not be afraid of heights, really, you know, but the essence is that she was deeply in fear of heights. And so what we actually did in that episode is we actually went to the top of the Orlando Towers in Soweto and, you know, kind of briefed her and sort of walked her through the process to be able to make that jump. And what was really interesting, though, I think, is on that day to discover that a lot of the filming crew were also afraid of heights. Mm-hmm. So it was a journey within a journey and they only discovered it once we got to the top. So I wonder if I hope that the viewers will, you know, maybe they won't be able to see their fear because one of the specific cameramen was dangling on the edge, you know, and he did it while he was filming. And the minute he got back to where we were waiting for Nicole, he was like, I can't believe I did that. And I said, if you can see yourself from where we saw yourself, he was like an action man that has been doing this his entire life, you know. And it was wonderful to actually be able to hold the space, not only for the influencer, but also for the crew, because, you know, most of the crew were actually afraid of heights themselves, you know. So really, I look forward to when we get to that point where you get to see that using the science of safety, we can overcome fears. And I always say, you know, the proof is in the pudding. So if you're afraid of something, how do we know that you've overcome it? Is mm-hmm. when you are able to work with that particular thing. And that's what we were wanting people to see through the process of these webisodes.
So fascinating. So you're able to work with it as a consequence when you confront it. So Depeche, where can we watch the web series?
Azania, so we can catch the Let's Go series on Momentum's YouTube channel. We release each episode weekly until the end of October. We actually launched on the 27th of September, and this week we'll be releasing our third episode. So, I mean, to all our listeners, follow us on Momentum ZA on Twitter as well as Instagram, and Momentum on our Facebook page. And there you'll find updates to see who will be featured in our next episode.
Mm-hmm. One particular message has come in and it says, fear makes the wolf bigger than he is. So that's actually a good reality check, or something to also bear in mind, and that it is possible to confront it. And of course, to be able to manage it far better, while making sure you're not denying yourself the opportunities that life has to offer. Because let's not forget that it can keep us, it can hold us from, if we decide to hide forever from the fear, it can hold us hostage. And so that's how we can give ourselves more safety, greater safety. It's very interesting. And next week, we are going to be hearing the story of Mdu Mabasa. Bradley, can you just like give us a little tease of Mdu Mabasa's experience? Just a little bit, because Mdu will be joining us as she was forced to face her fear of the unknown.
Well, you know, I need to just, so Dipesh, maybe if you can just remind me which one that was specifically, because there's so many
there's
of
so
them,
many.
I need to just be reminded. I need to just be reminded.
No, so that was the one I don't think I was on. So it wouldn't have been, I think Shreya would have been on that one with you, so I'm not sure.
Brad. Okay.
So, okay. So let me just give you a bit of a teaser, because now I would need to just like kind of look and see, you know, because we filmed it a while back. But let me tell you some of a teaser of what some of them were. So the one was we did the sort of driving range experience, driving in the rain. So we really got to sort of see with one of the influencers how they reacted to that. Then we had the fear of heights, which was both. So that one we know about. And then we had one with Jessica, who was around feeling afraid, being alone. So Mdu's one would have been the one with the snakes and the spiders. As I guess. So,
okay.
So we look forward to and I have a wonderful picture that we took with a big python boa around my neck. So that would be the one that you get ready for. So there's a trigger alert. You're afraid of snakes, spiders. That's what we were working with there.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was on that one, but you know, I think this is a very common fear, snakes and spiders. So I encourage everybody to tune into this one. It's going to be very interesting.
It's likely to help a lot of people. Thank you very much to both of you. I cannot wait. Now you've added so much anticipation to next week's episode, and we'll hear all about it from Mdu's perspective. And Bradley will also be joining us, because he was there working with Mdu through this particular process of confronting this particular fear. So that's what's coming up on next week's episode of our series on the science of safety.